Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and once again, thank you guys for tuning in. Today, we're going to take it in a little bit of a different direction and talk about Sean Aker. If you guys haven't checked him out, he is a researcher. He came out of Harvard, and he talks about positive psychology. Positive psychology was a branch of psychology that was created not too long ago, and it's really just the science of happiness. And they started studying what it meant to be happy instead of what it meant to have disorders. So a lot of psychology is based on finding out what exactly is wrong with somebody. Instead, they started thinking about what it means to be happy. So what I love about Sean Aker, if you haven't checked out any of his stuff, I would really, really suggest The Happiness Advantage. He's just incredible. He's got great talks on the internet. But I was very taken with a couple concepts that I wanted to share with you guys. This year is all about how to take things, make them actionable in your life right away, make those changes. So what are the digestible ideas that we can use today? And the idea of happiness is something that I think everybody is looking to feel more of. And so Sean breaks this down based on research and the science, but it matches all the spirituality, which is why I'm interested in it. I'm not really a fan of just the scientific studies, but I love it. I love positive psychology. Love the work here. So here's the question, right? We all want to have more happiness in our life. We want to feel better. Everybody wants to have that sensation of happiness last and not ever really feel sad. And the problem with that theory is that it's the whole structure of it, according to Sean Aker, is set up in a way that's setting us up to fail. And there's a lot of ideas in there that are antiquated and they're not going to work. And they're also, the good thing is, everything he's talking about is aligned with the oldest spiritual ideas. And so what has been true has always been true. It's just how we're perceiving these concepts and bringing them into the world is where we have stumbled and have our challenges. So I wanted to highlight some of the key things that I feel are so important to making those changes and finding more happiness in your life, right? So here's one of the studies that came out is that 10% of your happiness is actually about the world around you, right? Which is an amazing idea. So really, most of our happiness does not come from the outside world. It doesn't come from the pain or pleasure that we experience in the outside world. Although so many of us are organized to try to avoid certain situations because we're so afraid of the pain or sadness that it might cause. And we're also, you know, really looking to feel better. So we go out and buy more stuff and we want to have, you know, a softer sweater or, you know, have cocktails with a friend or whatever it is that you feel will make you happier. But that will only amount to 10%. 90% is your perception in any given moment, right? So I talk about this all the time. This is what I help people with, coach on. If you can change that perception, if you can work on how you take in every moment and you can change the way you organize yourself around those moments, that's where you find not the fleeting happiness, but the long-standing joy, the part of your life where you feel better all the time and you don't feel like you're on a, you know, roller coaster up and down, feeling good and bad all the time. So 90% is what they found in their studies. It's also, happiness does not come with success. Success allows you to make more money, achieve more, but it doesn't actually lead to happiness. And so many of us came out of the school systems thinking, if I just get a certain level of success, I'm going to be happy. But that just isn't true. It turns out the studies show it definitely makes you successful. And there's certain things about success that are appealing, but it doesn't make you happier. The pursuit of happiness is what actually makes you feel better. It isn't the moment of getting there, because I've talked about this so many times, and this was a mistake I made. You don't ever get there. There's no moment where you've arrived and you're finished. We're always doing more. Life's always changing. We have new challenges. And so this idea that if I have a certain amount of success, if I ever get there, I will be happy and I'll just stay happy is not true. So again, science lines up with spirituality on that one. And it's going to line up on this last one, which is happiness isn't really about avoiding sadness, right? And this is all the way back to the Yoga Sutras, or you could look at Plato. Everybody talks about this, but those experiences are fleeting. Happiness comes, sadness goes. Those are not the problem. The problem is when we are apathetic is what the science shows, when we no longer are engaged. And so Sean Anker talks about this. I was listening to Super Soul Sunday. There's a cool podcast. You guys can check it out. But he talks about how this question of the cup half full or half empty, right? And a lot of us are worrying about whether we're pessimists or optimists, or I should feel, you know, happier about situations. I shouldn't be pessimistic. I should try to see everything with an optimistic lens. That's not the point. And his framing is that we're looking at all of these things through the wrong lens. Again, the answer, according to Sean Anker, according to the studies, and it really lines up with all the spirituality, is it doesn't matter whether this pitcher is full or empty, half full, isn't the question. The question is, there is a pitcher and it's sitting on the table. And the question is, do you want to go fill that up? Can you scan the world with ways to think about how to make it better? And so when we start thinking about how we perceive the moment and whether there's a half full pitcher or half empty pitcher, and sitting around and worrying about that isn't the question. The question is, there is a pitcher, and am I going to organize myself around finding water? And then how do I perceive the process of getting that water? Is it something that I dread? Is it overwhelming? Is it miserable? Is this the water that I want to get? All of these things, this perception, the 90%, the narrative, the conversation that you're having within, that is what ultimately allows for a happier experience in life. And so the bottom line for everybody who's listening is just to think about whether or not, you know, you want to feel happier, and think about how you are perceiving every given moment. What are the stories you're telling yourself? What are the ways that you're looking at it? And to know that there are proven techniques, I do this with my clients all the time, to change the way we perceive a moment. Every given moment has thousands of different nuanced details, and you can shift out a few of them and really change your experience so that you can feel better about it. When we feel better about the moment, we feel better about life, we feel better about our situations, we don't feel stuck, and we don't feel apathetic, and therefore our life takes on a different quality. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Again, if you're ever interested in coaching, there's a button on the homepage of my website. Just click it. There's a free site, 30-minute call if you want to chat with me. If you just also want to just say, hey, love to hear from you guys, send me an email, laura@lauraco.com. And once again, thank you guys for listening.